This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned on Monday, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defied a military curfew and stormed her official residence. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The news of the resignation was confirmed by officials from the military and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who requested anonymity. Thousands appear to have entered Hasina's official residence in Dhaka on Monday, following weeks of violent demonstrations and clashes with security forces. The protests began peacefully in late June as students sought an end to a quota system for government jobs, but it turned violent after clashes between protesters and police and pro-government activists at Dhaka University. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hezbollah launches a drone attack on northern Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it launched a drone attack early on Monday on northern Israel that the Israeli military said wounded two Israeli troops and set off a fire. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah says in a statement it targeted a military base in northern Israel in response to attacks and assassinations carried out by Israel in several villages in south Lebanon. The attack does not appear to be part of a more intense retaliation expected in response to the killing of Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukur by Israel last week. The two sides have exchanged near daily strikes against the backdrop of the war in Gaza, but have previously kept the conflict at a low level, not escalating into a full-on war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold an urgent meeting with ministers and top law enforcement officials as he seeks to end days of street violence and attacks on hotels housing asylum seekers. Lawlessness has swept the country over the past 6 days as right-wing activists use social media to whip up anger over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left 3 girls dead and many more wounded. This is VOA News. Australia has raised its official terror alert level to probable amid community tensions over the war in Gaza. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Mike Burgess, the head of ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the domestic spy agency, told reporters Monday in Canberra that more Australians are being radicalised and being radicalised more quickly. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese Monday reassured Australians that probable doesn't mean inevitable. However, Albanese told reporters Monday that his government must remain vigilant.
We've seen a global rise in politically motivated violence and extremism. Many democracies are working to address this, including our friends in the United States and in the United Kingdom.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Hurricane Debby has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm, bringing with it the potential for record-setting rains, catastrophic flooding, and life-threatening storm surge. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Debby has maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. The storm made landfall Monday morning near Steinhatch in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. Forecasters warn heavy rain could spawn catastrophic flooding in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. Nearly 214,000 customers were without power in Florida on Monday morning. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu called on Sunday for a suspension of protests against a cost-of-living crisis, saying this would create an opportunity for dialogue, his first public comments since frustrated citizens took to the streets last week. Reuters' Leila Shirakshahi reports.
Sunday's comments were President Bola Tinubu's first since protesters took to the streets last week.
I want to assure you that our government is committed to listening and addressing the concerns of our citizens. But we must not let violence and destruction tear our nation apart.
Amnesty International has said at least 13 people were killed in clashes with security forces on the first day of protests on Thursday.
Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 stock index has lost 12.4% in the latest bout of sell-offs that are jolting world markets. European markets opened lower and U.S. futures fell more than 2%. Oil prices also declined. The Nikkei's decline was the worst since a 14.9% drop in October 1987 that was dubbed Black Monday. World stocks tumbled Friday on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to tame inflation. A report Friday showing hiring by U.S. employers slowed much more than expected in July. That rattled investors, vanquishing the euphoria that had taken the Nikkei to all-time highs earlier this year. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.